Hi, welcome to the DevOps Lab. On this episode, we're going to walk you through how you can do your build and releases through firewalls onto on-prem servers.
Let's do it.
Hi, welcome to the DevOps Lab. On this episode, we are joined by a very special guest, Zach Deptawa. And in this series, we are going to show y'all how you can use Azure DevOps services to build and deploy your application through your company's firewall into on-prem servers. Now, Zach, I get asked this question all the time. How do you deploy through the corporate firewalls? Do you have a plan? How would we do something like that?
Yeah, so a lot of people think that the only way to do that is to poke holes in firewalls and to make it a little less secure. But with Azure DevOps, you don't have to do that at all. We have this concept of deployment groups and agents that run on your servers anywhere. It could be behind a firewall, in front of a firewall, infrastructure as a service, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So really simply, we can get a deployment group set up. We can set up agents inside these deployment groups. And we can deploy to them that way.
So if we don't have to drill a hole in the firewall, does that mean the agents are reaching out to Azure DevOps services?
Yeah, so as long as the agents can communicate with Azure DevOps services, they can be used as a deployment inside of a deployment group.
Okay, so then this concept of deployment groups, I guess we install this agent on every machine that we want to deploy to?
Yes.
All right, cool. So let's take a look and see how we do this, right? I mean, I guess the first thing we need to do is be able to build my application.
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do is the part of the CI/CD pipeline, right? Make sure you build your app and get it ready for deployment.
Okay. I have an old school ASP.NET web app.
Okay.
Can we use that one?
Yeah, we can. I'm a Linux tech, but with your help, we can do that pretty easily.
All right, perfect. Let's do that. We'll start with the build, then we'll figure out how we deploy through the firewall and do all that good stuff.
Great, let's take a look.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so now we're in the Azure DevOps portal. And as you can see, we start out, this is my DevOps Win project, and I'm in the overview. But what I need to do is set up a build pipeline, the CI side of things, for your ASP.NET application. So we'll come here and we'll create a new pipeline. And let's go ahead and use the classic editor. And Abel, is your repository inside of GitHub or in Azure repos?
Yeah, it's in GitHub.
Okay, let's take a look. And
look for a Mercury Core or a Mercury Health full.
Okay, here we go.
Perfect.
Great, so I'm going to use the master branch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an ASP.NET app, so I'm going to go ahead and use a template, which makes it a lot easier to get going with an app like this.
Okay.
All right, so I'm not very familiar with ASP.NET apps. What all would I need to change in here or set up in here for your application?
Sure. Well, it's pretty cool because the template has given us almost like 99% of the steps that we need.
Okay.
Basically, this is a task runner, right? It just does one task after another after another. So we're saying use NuGet, do a NuGet restore, then build your solution using Visual Studio, and then run all of my unit tests, right? So the first thing we're going to do is for build the solution, in my repo, this has a lot of different solutions in there. So you need to pick the correct one.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the build solution,
and
I need to change this. It looks like it's linked.
Yep.
Let me unlink that.
Okay.
And let's pick the solution. Which solution do I need?
It's going to be under the web.
Okay.
And go under source, and then look for the solution.
And that's this .sln file?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So now this will build my solution, which has everything. Right? It has my web app, it has my unit tests, it has load tests, it has all sorts of different kinds of tests in there.
Awesome.
So the next step after that, you notice it says test assemblies?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Okay, this is where it's going to run all of the tests. Now, I don't want it to run all my tests. I just want it to run my unit tests. I don't want it to run load tests or my automated UI test, right? So the way we do that is through the filter. So go to the test filter part.
Ah, here we go.
Yeah. And I want my test category to be equal to unit test.
Okay, we'll go ahead and set that there.
Perfect. That's what we need. All right. So this is actually kind of cool, too. One of the things in my solution is going to be a database project. And the build artifact for a database project is going to be a DACPAC file.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that I publish that DACPAC file back up to Azure DevOps as well.
So that's a file that we need to copy.
Correct.
Okay, so on this agent, we can add a task by clicking this plus here, and we're simply going to copy that. So let's look for copy files, And we've got that task added now.
Yep.
So this is going to be for our DAC pack.
Mm-hmm.
Is it D-A-C-P-A-C?
Yep.
Okay. And for source folder, what should we put here?
Well, the source, why don't we just choose the source of everything, right? So that's going to be build.sourceDirectory.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. So and we're going to use these build variables.
Right? Yeah, and these are variables that are built into Azure DevOps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. And then for the contents?
Let's go ahead and recursively copy all of my bin directories, just because that's where the DAC pack's going to be.
Okay, awesome. And so we're doing that with these *bin/build configuration and some more asterisks there.
Perfect.
And we need to set this target folder. It's saying it's required.
Yes. Yeah, so the target is where do we want to copy this to, right? So we're going to want to copy these bits to the staging folder. So it's going to be the build.artifact staging directory.
Awesome. That's another variable. Makes it real simple.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So I think we're good to go?
Yeah. I think that's literally all we need to do to set this up.
Okay.
Right? So kick off a build and let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's save and queue, and that's going to queue my build up. I could write a comment. I'm just going to leave that blank for purposes of this demo. But it's going to start a run for me, and we can watch this run as it goes through all the steps.
Yeah. So I really, really like the build system inside of Azure Pipelines. It's super flexible. It does, basically can do whatever you want it to do, right? You can customize this build to make it do and build any language targeting any type of platform you want. So how would you do something like that? How do you customize a build?
So it's really up to you as to how you configure those tasks. You mm-hmm. can be super robust. It can be as basic as needed. I'm a Linux engineer who uses Terraform a lot. There's mm-hmm. even marketplace extensions for things like Terraform. We actually have a first party extension or task now, but if there's something that that's not typically used or not first party inside of Azure, as far as an extension here, you can create your own.
Yeah.
So it's really anything that you want to do on these build agents, you can do.
Yeah. I when you talk about building your own tasks too, that's where it becomes super powerful, right? So to build your own task, that's easy to do. It's either PowerShell or Node.js, which kind of translates to anything you do from the command line, you can get this build system to do as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. There are tasks here for Linux servers, for instance, where you can run any bash command that you want to. And you can also change the agent, the type of agent that you're doing these commands on from I think we're doing this on a 2016 server. You can mm-hmm. change it to a different type of server if you have to, if you want to do that.
Yeah. So we give you three different types of servers, right? We give you Windows servers that you can use. We give you Macs that you can use for your build agents, and also Linux boxes as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We are the only cloud vendor that does that, right? Gives you build agents for all three platforms.
That is super cool.
All right, let's go ahead and check out the build, see if it's done yet.
Yeah,
and when it's done, we'll keep on going.
Yeah, it's still building, but we can watch it here. All right, so that's it. It looks like my build is complete.
Cool.
So now we can take a look at the artifact
okay.
to see what was actually built here. And let's drill down, and yeah, we can see the application here is... It's really
very cool.
There's
our entire application, right?
That's awesome.
Nice, nice, nice. So as we can see, build, very, very easy to do inside of Azure DevOps. Now, next time, you're going to show me how to actually do the release portion, right, behind a firewall.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to talk about deployment groups, and then we're going to actually release.
Man, I can't wait to see that.
Let's do it.